Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much for your word and everything that was spoken today. And I thank you, Father, that you're calling JCMI just to come to higher heights. We've been taught, we've been ministered to, Lord. And it's time for us to climb, to stand, to go forward, and to walk in authority, to claim the promises of God, to be fervent in spirit, to declare, to prophesy, to know, to name, to call, and to walk in all that you have called us to be the best, to be the first, to be in the front of the line, to declare. We glorify you, we praise you, and we thank you today as you share with us your word that you will have us to be ministered by. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So I'm going to read Exodus chapter 14, verse 13 to 16. All right, so chapter 14, verse 13. Moses told the people, "Fear not, stand still, firm, confident, undismayed, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians you have seen today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace and remain at rest." The Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward. Lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, and the Israelites shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea." Amen. So that's the end of that, the last verse. And the title today that I was charged to just speak about is standing. And standing on the word of God, what that looks like. And this is a clear picture because he starts off by saying, "Fear not, stand still, be firm, confident, undismayed, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today." So, I just wanted to start by saying standing. And just being sure, being firm, being confident, that means that you're not going to be moved. You're not going to be moved by any evil report. You're not going to be moved by anything that looks different than what you know your God has said to you, than what you know your God stands for. We know our God stands for prosperity. We know our God stands for healing. We know our God stands for success. Our God stands for us not walking or abiding in fear, but trusting in him. And to stand firm is to know, no matter what's going on around you, I still believe. I'm still confident. I don't care what the report said. I still believe. And you stayed in that place. And you don't move from that place, no matter what. In verse 14, he says, "The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace and remain at rest." In standing, it's very important for you to remain at rest. That means you trust God. There's a peace. There's a peace that causes you to be still. You're not fighting to win. You're resting in what God already did. And there's a difference. And even as Pastor was giving us the example of, you know, you saying, "I'm not sick, I'm not sick," or, you know, "I don't have this, I don't have," you know, you don't have to fight. You just have to know and just claim it and it shall be. Just like when he went, knowing that God called him to have that apartment to go and move to Florida. He didn't have to do, "I name it and claim it and this and that and my furniture." He just knew, he obeyed, he went forward, and God provided. It's the same way you get your healing. It's the same way you walk in prosperity. It's in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It's already in the anointing of who God is. And because he lives on the inside of you, it's not something that you have to do. It's something that you have to believe, sit back, and rest assured in, that my God is a provider. My God is a healer. My God is my strength. When I'm weak, his strength is made perfect in my weakness. He can show forth his glory in the place where you sigh and you almost want to give up. You can stand and know that God is stronger. He said in verse 14, the Lord will fight for you. That means the battle is not yours. He said, hold your peace and remain at rest in verse 14. Then he went into 15 and he says to Moses, the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward. Again, it's not about crying, kneeling down and praying with tears and question marks of why and all these things that we tend to do, or crying out, kind of name and claim and all of that. He says simple, tell the people of Israel to go forward. Go forward in what you know. Go forward in what you understand about what God is saying. It's a confidence. It's an assurance. If you have to go back and look at a scripture and pick a scripture, even as simple as Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's saying to you that you're abiding under the shadow of the Almighty, and no foe can come near you if you're truly walking in the presence of an Almighty God, because his power is so strong. That's how you stand. You stand hidden in his presence. He said, go forward to the people of Israel. Go forward. That's going about in your what God called you to do. You could curl up, you could cry, you can go on your pillow, you could go under the covers. You could claim that sickness, you could claim that poverty or whatever it is, or you could walk in your healing. Even when it hurts, you could still walk in that and go and possess the land. And the aches and the pains and all of that will be shaken right off as you start walking. It's not about being still and immobile in the physical of just wrapping yourself up and saying it hurts. It's about moving forward with the hurt. And as you go forward, it will disappear. It will go away if you're truly standing.
Amen.
And I remember a testimony that I had with the Lord. You know, somebody asked me to make some fish for a party. And, you know, that night before, I don't know, I worked, and the next morning I woke up with a terrible pain. And the pain was so strong, I couldn't move. And, you know, I'm a person of my word. So basically, if you ask me to do something, I'm going to do it. And I didn't want to have to call and say, I can't do this. So I asked the Lord, what should I do? He said, be still. And I put a message on and listened to it. And by the time I was done, the Lord told me, just go. I will be with you. You know, get up from the bed. Go and I'll be with you. Don't lay there in pain. So I got up and I went into the kitchen, and, you know, the pain was, it was pretty intense. And I went and I made the fish. I carried it. I called one of my friends to come over. She helped me. We went to the party. And the pain was still there, but I just kept, you know, walking with it. And I just started praying because I knew I heard God, don't lay here. As I got there, I was just, people asked me to help them with certain things. And I was helping out, but walking a little slow. And then they started playing music. And so I said, you know, I'm just going to get up and I'm going to start dancing. But as I started dancing, it's like I could feel a warmth go through my arm. And the pain that was so great, it just started to ease off and just go away from me. And I started just thanking God and saying, wow, like, yeah, as you go forward in that obedience, listening to God, he told Israel, go forward with whatever it is and believe in your healing, believe in your whatever it is, provision, believe. As you go forward, it's already there. You're already provided, but you have to go forward to receive it. If you buckle up and you cry and you stand still, how can you see the salvation of the Lord? It's already there for you, but you have to go and receive it. So I like that in verse 15, the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward. And then in verse 16, he says, lift up your rod and stretch your hand over the sea and divide it, and the Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Lifting up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and to divide it. The Lord is saying that is your authority. The thing that has come before you, lift up your hand, lift up your rod, stretch out your hand. You have the authority to claim it. You have your authority to prophesy it, to declare it. Lift up your hand, open up your mouth and speak to it, and it shall go away. Thank you, Lord. And this is really powerful because you have to claim it and walk in it. Another verse that the Lord was putting on my heart was the story in Mark chapter 11. Now, Exodus is a highlight, but Mark was just the story about the Lord. Is Mark chapter 11, verse 13 to 14. You don't really have to turn here. You could just look at it at another time, but it's the story when the Lord spoke to the fig tree and he cursed it. Let me just go there really quick. We can go there. Mark chapter 11, verse 13 to 14. And I'm going to be verse 13. And seeing in the distance a fig tree covered with leaves, he went to see if he could find any fruit on it. For in the fig tree, the fruit appears at the same time as the leaves. But when he came up to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the fig season had not come. And he said to it, no one ever again shall eat fruit from you. And the disciples were listening to what he said. Then in verse 19 of the same chapter, and when evening came on, he and his disciples, as accustomed, went out of the city. In the morning, when they were passing along, they noticed that the fig tree was withered completely away to its roots. And then in verse 21, Peter remembered and said to him, Master, look, the fig tree which you doomed has withered away. And this is very powerful, again, because it's like speaking to your situation. Speaking to it and keep speaking to it and keep speaking to it and keep speaking to it. Keep speaking to it. Keep speaking to it. Keep speaking to it. Taking the authority and keep speaking to it. Keep pressing in and speaking to it and declaring it, and you will see the result of that consistency in your spirit. Amen. Not looking at what it looked like, because you could say, I spoke to it, I declared it, and I didn't see anything. Well, keep speaking to it, because when you look, it says he spoke to it, they went away, and it says in the morning when they were passing along, they noticed that the fig tree was withered. So after they went away and came back, that word is already working. But you have to take that stand that God already gave you. Like he told Moses, stretch out your rod And if you do that, you shall see the salvation of the Lord is already there for you. You just keep speaking it and you will see the manifestation of it.
Amen.
I want to also just take a look at Acts chapter 28. Verse 3 to 6. Okay. So verse 3, now Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and he was laying them on the fire when a viper crawled out because of the heat and fastened itself on his hand. When the natives saw the little animal hanging from his hand, they said to one another, doubtless, this man is a murderer. For though he has been saved from the sea, justice, the goddess of avenging, has not permitted that he should live. Then Paul simply shook off the small creature into the fire and suffered no evil effects. However, when they were waiting, expecting him to swell up or suddenly drop dead, but when they had watched him a long time, they saw nothing fatal or harmful come to him. They changed their minds and kept saying over and over that he was a god. So again, we're talking about standing and what standing looks like. The same thing that shall come upon everybody else is not going to harm you. It's not going to do anything to you. All he did was he shook it off by his faith and he shook it off by his authority. So I'm going to go back to Exodus. Okay. And then the last one I also wanted to touch on with standing is Psalms 91. I'm just keeping my finger in Exodus because Exodus is the highlight. And then the last verse I want to share is Psalms 91. Which we all know. So Psalms 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. I will say unto the Lord that he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. On him I lean and rely. In him I confidently trust. But then he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Then he will cover you with his pinnacles and under his wings shall you trust and find refuge. His truth and his faithfulness are a shield and a buckler. You should not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow and the evil plots and slanders of the wicked that flies by day. Nor for the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor for the destruction and sudden death that surprise and lay waste at noonday. 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. You can declare that and believe that. Only a spectator shall you be yourself, inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High, as you witness the reward of the wicked. Thank you, Lord. Because you have made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place, there shall no evil befall you, nor shall any plague or calamity come near your tent. For he will give his angels a special charge over you to accompany and to defend you and to preserve you in all of your ways of obedience and service. Declare this over yourself. They shall bear you up on their hands, lest you dash your foot against the stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the serpent shall you trample under your foot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he knows, he understands, has a personal knowledge of my mercy, my love and kindness, and he trusts, he relies on me, knowing I will never forsake him. No, never. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. This is a big promise from the Lord. If you're standing on this and you believe it, he said, I will deliver you. And if you believe it and receive it as your word, it shall be. Amen.
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 Exodus again, back to Exodus again, chapter 14. And as the Lord is saying to his people in verse 16, lift up your rod, take your authority, the Lord is saying, stretch out your hand, take your own hand and put it on your body and command healing. Take your own hand over your own mouth to speak the word of God. Use your own mouth to declare whatever it is you're believing God for. You do it. Lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. He gave them a command and told them what to do and to divide it. And the Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. You're going through with ease. If you just take patience and be fervent and don't give up, until that thing lines up and looks like what it's supposed to be, until it lines up and looks like what God promised me, I don't care how long I have to wait, I'm going to speak it until it lines up. It cannot be this way because God promised me this. He promised me prosperity. He promised me healing. And it's in the anointing of God, which lives on the inside of you. So it's not something that you're fighting for. It's something that you're declaring. You're receiving it, and you can receive it in peace. No matter what it looks like, this is what I'm receiving. No matter what people say, this is what I'm receiving. And also, this is what I'm expecting. So when you have that and that's sure in you, you shall see it come to pass because it's already there. Now you have to claim it. If Moses did not obey and put that rod up and stretch forth his hand, they would have gotten killed by the Egyptians because the Egyptians were already coming for them. So he had to obey, and your obedience is just receiving what God told you to declare, open up your mouth, prophesy it, and know that it shall come to pass because I spoke it, because God told me to, and this is what God wants for me, and then I'm going to speak it until my situation lines up.
Amen.
That's amen.
So basically, that's about it. I think the last thing I was just going to share, just the testimony of deliverance, of getting to this moment here in my life where God has shown me so much. And many of these prayers have been written down. And the process from where I was believing for God to restore me or even to give me back what I lost. And I remember specifically writing things down and believing God. And even when things, you know, I got a little bit weary, but still keep believing and keep speaking it. And he has surely shown me the salvation of the Lord. And I can tell you with confidence that God will give you your heart's desire. You just have to trust and believe in him. We have a full package and we know what all that entails.
Yes.
Based on what we've been learning here at JCMI. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. What the Lord was saying is time for JCMI to stand. JCMI is fat. JCMI is full. JCMI has been fed, overblown, is busting over at the seams. And I declare right now in the name of Jesus, JCMI, come forth. and be whom God who has called you to be. You are called to be the best. You are called to pray, to preach, to teach, to declare the works of the Lord. It's already inside of you. Don't be still now because you feel something has happened or something has, whatever it is. Declare it, be, become, stand up, use what you have learned. Take your authority. Open up your mouth. Take your hands and lay it on your own body and declare your healing and declare your prosperity, declare your finances, whatever it is, to line up in the name of Jesus and declare it. It shall be. You speak it and it shall be done in the name of Jesus. And so I just thank you, Father, right now for your word, for showing us what you told Moses. Lift up your rod and declare. Open up the sea. You part it because I've given you the authority to do it. So you part it. You have the authority to part it. So you part it. If you don't part it, it's not going to be parted because God already did the work. So we just have to part it. So Lord, we take that authority and we will part any Red Sea in front of us. It must go. And we claim it. We declare it. And for the house, I declare right now in Jesus' name that every single person will declare their own healing. And I declare it, even as Pastor has declared it and Mama Angela has declared it, the house, everybody, we declare it, it shall be done. And from this day forward, we're going to hear great reports, the report of the Lord, that we win and we will proceed in victory. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In the name of
Father, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Word. Hallelujah. Receive it in the name of Jesus. You know, as Nelly was praying, the Holy Spirit dropped in my spirit. As we're going forward, some of us are sitting there saying, well, you know, what do I need to do? What do I need to do? God said to me just now, we have been fed with so much. He can't give us nothing else because we have not given out what he has already given to us, that other people need to hear this. And as I was sitting there, because I've been praying, God, I'm ready to use me wherever you need me to be. I surrender my life totally to you, that I'm going to be wherever you want me to be. But I know some of us are sitting here saying, okay, what do I need to do? You have so much in you. God has blessed us. We have the word in us. We've been taught by the word. Now it's time for us to see what we got. Or what we learned, just give it out to somebody else. He can't fill a full cup until it's dispersed out. So we have to disperse. We have to go forward. We have to trust God. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
With that said, I don't know who's on today, but I know it's Resurrection Sunday, and I'm not going to just know. But I know that if you know and believe and really want to know God in your heart and Savior, someone that may not know Jesus Christ today, and want that Jesus came to die for you today and was rose, that you may have life and have it more abundantly. I do want to say a special prayer with you. And I just add that you just say this prayer with me. And that you can have that love. You can have God in your life. You can be renewed. You can know the good news. You can be born again. Amen.
Amen.
And all heads bow. And I'm just going to pray. You can pray it back. Father, it's written in your word. If I confess with my mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in my heart to raise him from the dead, I will be saved. Father, therefore, I confess this today, that you are my Lord and my Savior. I make you the Lord of my life right now. I believe in my heart that you was raised from the dead, and I renounce my past, saying you have no part of me. I'm opening up a new door today. I'm declaring that Jesus is Lord over my life. Thank you, Father, for forgiving me for all my sins. Jesus, I make you Lord of my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.